that when Param Guru Maharaj, that means Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, was a little baby, about 15 days only, in Bengal, West Bengal, mother is to his child kept in sun. At first, she'll message her son by mustard oil or olive oil, too much, and thereafter, he kept his son or kept his daughter, or any child, in the sun. By this, their bone will be strength. So, Mother of Param Gurudev give him in the sun. By chance, at once one very big size kite came and took him and flew away. Very little child, only 15 days, and kite came and took him and flew away. Everybody became restless. They are searching here and there, and they remember Sri Nrisimhadev. Because by remembrance of Nrisimhadev, any kind of difficulty go away. So they remember Nrisimhadev. After some time, they saw kite is coming again, taking this baby. As for example, remember the pastimes of Krishna. When Putana, taking Nanda Nandan, flew away, all Brajavasis ran after Putana, and they thought, where she is going, they are watching. In the same way, when the kite came, they saw they are running after the kite. And after some time, kite kept the baby near a pond, and they took him away, and his parents and all neighbors taking the baby came away again. His eternal associates of Sri Radha and Krishna. So there is some similarity of pastimes. This one is pastimes. Another thing Maharaj told about Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Swami Thakur Prabhupada, they are eternal associates of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Swami Thakur was Nayan Manjari, and Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, that means our Param Gurudev, was Vinod Manjari. But they came in this world, they are too much humble that they suppose they forget their own designation. Here, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is only title. It is very little, it is too much inferior to Golok Braj, because at Golok they are Manjari. That is very near and dear to Srimati Radharani. But they came in this world and they have taken title Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and somebody Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj. That means it is too much humbleness. In Mott, there are so many Brahmacharis to stay at a time. They come from different place, their parents also different. So there are sometimes they call each other, not just like in this material world, sometimes by theoretically, sometimes maybe anything increase, so they call. But Prabhupada was so clever. Prabhupada time to time call all brahmacharis and told you will discuss his qualification. You discuss his qualification. Suppose if I quarrel with you, we are both disciples of Prabhupada, then Prabhupada used to say, you will describe his qualities and you will discuss his qualities. If we describe anybody's qualities, then if any bad idea in my mind, it will be goes away. So Prabhupada used to do so. One disciple was Prabhupada, his personal assistant, he served Prabhupada's everything. His name was Paramananda Prabhu. Prabhupada used to say everybody, Apni. That means, in English, you and thy, but in Bengali, it is more regardful, more respectful, Apni, more than you. Prabhupada used to say everybody. But for Param Gurudev, that means Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj and his own servant, Srila Paramananda Prabhu, Prabhupada used to say, Tummi, that means you, tu, we, thy, etc. And Prabhupada abused our Param Gurudev, Dogla, that means sheep of fool. Sheep of fool. Dogla. You are a sheep, full of full, F-double-O-L. Bukat Jahaj. So Prabhupada advice, order our Param Gurudev, you will discuss qualities about Paramananda. Then Param Gurudev start and at first doing Vandana. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langhate grim jatipatamaham vande paramananda madhavam. Paramdev said, oh, either paramananda madhavam in this slok. Who is paramananda madhav? Madhav means, ma means Lakshmi, dhav means poti, that means husband. But here ma means Lakshmi, Lakshmi means sarva Lakshmi maikanta radhika paradevata. Srimati Radhika is Lakshmis of all Lakshmis. And his pati, her pati, that means Krishna. So Krishna is Madhav and he is Paramananda. Ananda and Paramananda. Ananda is pleasure, Paramananda is full of great pleasure. Srila Paramanudev describes his slok that his name also Paramananda, Prabhupada's personal assistant. Prabhupada's servant, that he is Paramananda, and said that Krishna is Chinmay and he is Chinmay. Though there are some difference and indifference, but he is so intimate, so near and dear to Krishna, so Prabhupada called him Paramananda. And again he quoted one slok, aho bhaggam, nanda gopa brajaukasam, Janmitram Paramanandam Purna Brahma Sanatanam. So they explain this. Aho Bhaggam. Once upon a time, Krishna was playing. At first, Yashoda, mother Yashoda, nurses the baby and dressed him very well after baby's birth. And Yashoda was doing his work, doing her work in the home. Krishna play with dust and he put dust his mouth, his cloth, etc. And seeing as mother Yashoda, baby Krishna want to climb up his mother lap. But mother said, oh, you are a very dirty boy. I shall not take you. Just I make you so much well dressed and you put up dust on it. I will never touch you. Krishna is weeping. Oh mother, please took me, please took me. Mother Yashoda threatening him. No, no, never. You are very dirty. Seeing this, Narad Rishi became surprised. Oh, Krishna is almighty, omnipotent, omniscient, he is supreme God. He want to climb up lap of mother Yashoda and she is threatening. Oh, how fortunate mother Yashoda is. Seeing these pastimes, Devarsi Narad uttering this slok, aho bhaggam, Nanda Gopa Praja Ukasam. Oh, how fortunate is Mother Jasoda and Father Nanda and all Prajavasis. Janmitram Paramanandam Purna Brahma Sanatanam. Because who is Paramananda, full of great pleasure, and who is Brahma and Purna Brahma, he is somebody's friend, somebody's son, somebody's beloved. How they are, how fortunate they are. So Param explained, he has Paramananda. Well, and Prabhupada's servant also named, his name also was Paramananda. Prabhu, how fortunate is Paramananda Prabhu? He is servant of Prabhupada and very intimacy with Prabhupada. And Krishna is Paramananda and he is also Paramananda. Prabhupada is eternal associate of Krishna. He is eternal associate of Paramananda Prabhu. How fortunate he is. Please mercy on me that I can serve Prabhupada same way. Another one, sutra from Brahma Sutra. Anandamayo Bhasat. If we want to get Krishna Prem, we shall have to practice again and again of Anandamaya, that means who is full of great pleasure. So Prabhupada, so Param Gurudev explain these three or more things in slok which quoted in Paramananda or Parabrahma just like, and explain her, he explain his qualities of Paramananda Prabhu so clearly. Prabhupada became charmed and said, oh Vinod, you are too much qualified about philosophical angle, you are too much qualified. I shall give my all philosophy books to you and give him all philosophy books. Srila Prabhupada. And we have discussed yesterday about his Mayapur, how he punishment the Mohammedan leader and take tax from them. Seeing his activity, seeing his disservice, Prabhupada gave him one title, Kriti Ratna. Yesterday, Srila Maharaj described one point that nowadays where is Chaitanya Math, that time there some person was Mohammedan's place. After death, they taking dead Mohammedan, taking dead body and making a very big dig, and they put on the dead body and covered with soil again. It is called kabar gaho. Burial ground. Criminal ground, cremation ground.
Crematorium.
What?
Crematorium ground.
They never fired, they put under earth. Mohammedan. And what is your system after death?
They usually in America they bury them. They put them, dig a hole, put them in. No, underground.
Mohammedan is same.
Mohammedan is same. Mohammedan is
but in Hinduism, they used to put in fire.
But now they're doing it more. They're cremating them because it's become so expensive. It's more expensive to dig a hole and put them in the ground than to cremate. So now more people are being cremated. I'm surprised.
Electricity.
Then Param Gurudev, at first, making oil. And the Mohammedan leader came and asked, oh Babu, what are you doing here? Param Gurudev replied, I am making oil for your safety. Because you used to come here every day and you pray here. So I am making oil for your safety. They said, oh Babu, you are so good, you are so good. But after making all Param Gurudev, after some days, Param Gurudev colored the wall by clime. And as the same way he do, that it seems that this wall is ancient wall, ancient one. And thereafter, at night, Param Gurudev taking some labor and brahmacharis in night, and labor who is very intimate with Param Gurudev, a full faith on Param Gurudev, taking them, Param Gurudev took their place. After putting in ground, they built something, not just like temple, but something for their symbol. Taking it, Param Gurudev threw it to Ganges at night. And same place, Param Gurudev put on plant, mango plant, and jackfruit plant, some flower plant. And this plant, about 4 years back, 8 years back, and put on. As before, he prepared all these things. And next day, when Mohammedan came and they saw, there is nothing else for them. And so many trees there, they shoot against court. They informed police. Police came, then Param Gurudev told them, "Oh, you are policemen? You can see, you can judge. It is our garden about 10 years back. Because this tree, this plant, never be so grows up in 1 year, in 1 day. Some trees 5 years back, some 8 years back, 10 years back. So many beautiful flowers is blossom here. I never see their place. By the mercy of Prabhupada, mercy of Jogmaya, police thought, yes, really it is a garden. And this tree, about 5 years, 10 years back, so it's never possible that place of Mohammedan. And they give their remark that it is their garden, not place of Mohammedan. If Param Gurudev will not come in this world that time, then this service of Prabhupada, nobody can do easily. So Prabhupada too much pleased on him. And another pastimes Maharaj described yesterday, that Prabhupada's younger brother, his name is Lalita Prasad. After expire of, after disappearance of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, is Prabhupada's younger son, younger brother, that means Lalita Prasad, used to stay there. Prabhupada's name was Vimala Prasad in his boyhood, and his name was, younger name was Lalita Prasad. Prabhupada said, "Oh, there is nobody here that who can take this place from Lalita Prasad. Prabhupada is too much fun for this place. Because Bhakti Vinod Thakur used to do bhajan there, and from that place Bhakti Vinod Thakur saw the light of birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this place is too much favorite for Prabhupada." Prabhupada said, "Oh, nobody is present here. Who can take this place from Lalita Prasad?" Then Param Gurudev said, "Oh, my dear beloved master, spiritual master, if you order me for your service, I can do anything. Well, yes, you can do." Then Param Gurudev called some labor and give some brahmachari with them, and everybody taking stick, big stick, and Prabhupada teach them, Param Gurudev teach them, "You'll go Godrum and you will say to Lalita Prasad that if you want to save immediately you can go from this place. Otherwise, Vinod Babu is coming, he'll beat you and take this place. He sent us and he's taking so many thousands of people, he's coming. And they are playing with stick. Seeing this horrible position, Lalita Prasad went away from that place. And Param Gurudev, when reached, after 5-10 minutes, after his running away, took this place. And nowadays, under guidance of Gaudiya Math, his service is going on. Seeing this service, Prabhupada became too much pleased. When a danger came, he never thought for his own life. Always is too much eager, how I shall fulfill my spiritual master's desire. This is only aim and object of his life. How I fulfill a Prabhupada's desire? It is his aim. And another pastimes also Maharaj described yesterday that once upon a time Nimbarka Sampradaya, they wrote in their Patrika or anywhere that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated by Keshav Kashmiri and take the mantra how to serve conjugal love. But it is just opposite. Keshav Kashmiri, he was a scholar of Kashmir. He defeated all scholars in India. At last, he came to Navadvip. Because that time, Navadvip was full of scholars. And Nimai, that time Mahaprabhu's name was Nimai Pandit. He used to teach some boys. But all scholars, they feared from Nimai Pandit because Mahaprabhu is too much intelligent. If anybody came and if Mahaprabhu asked anything to any scholar, they used to defeat by Nimai Pandit. So they thought, oh, today Keshav Kashmir is came, Keshav Kashmir is too much scholar, is a great scholar. So if by tricks, we send to Keshav Kashmir to Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit will be defeated, he will be defeated. Then, he never give any trouble to us. Decide this plan, they said to Keshav Kashmiri, oh, you want to discuss about Shastra with us? You can go Nimai Pandit at first, because he is youngest scholar of Navadvip Dham. If you defeat him, therefore you can come to me, to us. So Keshav Kashmiri went to Mahaprabhu. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a Sevam Nimai Pandit, at evening time, a bank of Ganges, he discussed about Shastra with his student. Then Keshav Kashmiri reached there. Keshav Kashmiri saw everybody is talking each other in Sanskrit medium. And Mahaprabhu was sitting in middle and his face is too much glazed. Then somebody told Mahaprabhu, oh Nimai, Keshav Kashmiri has reached here. But don't any sound, very little sound in his ear. And Keshav Kashmiri asked one boy, who is the middle one? He was very lazy. They said, oh, you don't know? He is our Nimai Pandit. They replied with great joy. Then Mahaprabhu called him, oh, you are Keshav Kashmiri. We are so fortunate that we are taking association. Please describe something about your scholar. Then Keshav Kashmiri asked, what kind of description you want to hear? Then Nimai Pandit replied, oh, we are sitting in the river of Ganges, and sun is setting now, and sun is become red. So you can describe the beauty of Ganges, because during sun setting, all water became red, and wave is going on, and too much beautiful scenery that time.
Ganga.
So Prabhupada, so Param Guru, so Nimai Pandit replied, you can describe about beauty of Ganges. Then Keshav Kashmiri start, and within few moments he described 100 slok, new slok, full of alankar. Thereafter Nimai Pandit pray him, oh, you are very great scholar. And hearing his uttering, hearing his new slok, all boy became surprised. They are hearing and they are listening. Somebody's mouth is open. They never thought that in this world, in any person came and he can utter new slok and just like storm. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the shape of Nimai Pandit, he asked, please explain one slok, what is his merit and demerit. Then Keshav Kashmiri said, in description of Keshav Kashmiri, there is no demerit, full of merit, only merit. And said, which slok you want to listen? Then Nimai Pandit, take one slok at the middle. Hearing the slok, Keshav became surprised. How you utter this slok again? Then Nimai Pandit replied, by the blessings of Saraswati, you are a great one. You can compose so many slok in a moment. So by his grace, anybody can listen this slok, he can remember. No problem. Then Keshav Kashmiri explained 5 merits of this slok. And Nimai Pandit said, if you don't mind, I shall explain it again. Is merit and demerits. Accepting these 5 merits, Sri Nimai Pandit explained more 5 merits and 5 demerits. And repeated by Nimai Pandit. All boys became clapping and full of joy. Oh, our new Pandit is on. They became joy. Then Mahaprabhu said, no, don't laugh. He's a great scholar, don't laugh. At night, this scholar meditated for Saraswati. Saraswati came in meditation and said, oh Keshav Kashmiri, you are too much fortunate because Nimai Pandit is my husband. He is Supreme God. Please, early in the morning, you will go to him and please take mantra from him and you will say, excuse me. In the morning time, Keshav Kashmiri came and praised lotus feet. Please excuse me, I know who are you. Mother Saraswati explained me to you about you, everything. But the Nimmarka Sampradaya, just like opposite description, that Nimai Pandit defeated by Keshav Kashmiri and took mantra from him. That time, Paramurdev was in Mathura Mat, and it was, they wrote in Hindi, some from Vrindavan or some any other place in Hindi. Or Bengali, I don't know, from here, Ekhani. Paramurdev became trembling, and Kal Maharaj, please take pain. And Paramurdev, dictating Maharaj, is writing, that is nobody else in this world by name Nimbarka. But for four sampradaya, Sri Brahma Rudra Sanat, Madhacharya, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami and Nimbaditya, not Nimbarka, is not at all. And Prabhupada, Paramurudev, giving so many points. Hearing this point, they become furious. And they shoot against Param Gurudev that Srila Kesava Maharaj hampered our prestige. They demand about 4 lakhs rupees that time. Now when they go to their lawyer, lawyer said, "Oh, you don't know who is Kesava Maharaj, because Param Gurudev was too much powerful and he knows so argument. So all lawyer used to came learn argument from him in Mathura. They know his personality. They replied, if you want your good name, then you withdraw your case. Otherwise, your bad name will spread all over the world. Don't go against him. We know him very well. He is great person and full of great personality. You never can do anything." In Bengali there is a proverb, "Kecho kutte sap berono." If you dig soil and for only one, but exchange of worm, snake will come and bite you. Worm mana kecho. Hukku worm, worm hai na, W-O-R-M.
Warm.
So, hearing his personality from lawyer, they withdraw their case. And Prabhupada used to give little wooden box, all boys, and send them for begging, and told them, "You will take Madhukuri Bhikkha," that means by little, 1 paise, 2 paise, just like, and you will say, told the, you will used to say them that, "We have come from Gaudiya Math, Srila Prabhupada, send me to you, just like." Why? Prabhupada told them, "You will take 1 paise, 2 paise, because you can meet with so many persons and you will explain about Prabhupada and about theory of Mahaprabhu, then they will come and they will do bhajan." One day Param Gurudev was became, Prabhupada, our Param Gurudev became tired and he is taking rest under a banyan tree of garden mat in Calcutta, and kept his wooden box under his head and taking rest. That time Prabhupada was going by car. His driver by chance saw Param Gurudev and said, "Oh Prabhupada, please see, Vinod became tired and taking rest in summer season." Seeing his position, Prabhupada's eyes full of tears. "Oh, his son of a landlord and never do this. How they are doing so, how difficult is their, too much difficulty for him, yet he is do everything for his Gurudev's service." One day Param Gurudev went Calcutta for begging with Mukunda Vinod Babaji. Mukunda Vinod Babaji was illiterate according to in this material world. But when Prabhupada lectured, after he lectured, he called everybody and said, "Oh Vinod, oh Ananta, oh Sundaranda, can you say what is the significance of Prabhupada's lecture?" They say, "Prabhupada says this, then Mukunda Vinod Babaji said, "You don't understand. You kala bujhecho, you don't know." And they explain very simple way. So everybody used to take his finger of foot, they used to choose sock. Because if we take this, then his intelligence will come in our heart and we can understand Prabhupada's lecture very easily. Just like we came to know from pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Kavi Karnapur, at first his name was Puridas. Taking the finger of Mahaprabhu's Isak, and he became a great poet of spiritual life. So, this instance, they used to take his finger and suck, that we will be a great devotee of Prabhupada, and we can understand Prabhupada every lecture. Once upon a time, with Mukunda Vinod Babaji, Srila Paramurudev went Calcutta, and they knocked the door. If anybody in the house, then one lady came and said, "Yes, I am coming just now." She told her husband, "Oh, Babu has come here." Babu means, at first he was landlord. His father was landlord. He came and said, "Oh, Babu has come, please come." Seeing him, they take Mukunda Vinod Babaji and our Paramurudev and kept him in their inside room, and they served, nursed him very well. But they became surprised both. Why they are not so much? Because they never seen him and said, "You are son of Sarachandra Gotakurata." Paramurudev said, "Yes." "Well, he is our Babu, that means our landlord. So you can come." And they used to call them time to time. "I mean, what is the year wish?" Then Paramurudev, according to Prabhupada, they said, "We want to make one temple here in Bagh Bazar area." Then he said, "Yes, we shall offer land." Then they offer land, and Paramurudev says, and Mukunda Vinod Babaji, "We shall beg here and there, that we make here temple." Then he said, "Oh, we shall give pot and other person will give rice. It is impossible. I am giving you plate and I shall serve rice on it. That means I offered you land and I shall build temple here. Nobody can build here." So they built temple also very good. So Prabhupada became too much pleased on him also for this service. And he has so many pastimes. In his boyhood, about up to three or four years, he never take anything. And he became just like dumb. He never speak anything. One day, one Mohammedan saint came and called his mother, "Oh, your baby never talk anything?" She said, "No." "But there is a system. If you go, any lower class person, his caste is called Bhagdi, and he will take the remnant and touch your baby's feet, then he will call mother, father, everything." Then mother of Paramurudev, taking the baby on her lap and went to the lower classes house, they thought, "Oh, you have come." They became surprised. Mother of Paramurudev said, "Please give me some of your remnant." "Well, it is impossible. You are our master and you came here and you are begging for me and remnant. It is impossible." In Bengal, they never prepared to give remnant for anybody. "But it is impossible." Paramurudev mother said, "If you think me that I am your landlord's wife, then you shall give me. It is my order." Then they give some remnant, and mother Paramudev touched her baby's mouth, baby's face, he became, he calling, mother, 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 and weeping. From that day, he call everything. At first, after 3 or 4 years, he became very silent and never called anything. And about our Maharaj, at first his name was Bholanath. Because if his mother kept him inside, this side, he became lie down, that side lie down. So suppose he don't know anything. So our Maharaj mother and father call him Bholanath, he don't know anything. My Pratham Namchila Bholanath. Srila Paramahadev was broad-minded, but his mother was too much strict. After sunset, every boy is bound to come in a home. They never go here and there. If anybody will do late, she'll punish him. One day, our Paramahadev do some late, about 8 p.m. he reached home. Then mother taking stick, he is watching, when Vinod will come, I shall beat him. Why is he doing late? Then, when he tried to enter, then his mother came, don't enter, I shall beat you. Why you do late? Then Paramahadev said, please enter the room, I shall tell you inside. But no, please tell here. Why do late? Then Paramahadev said, mother, please excuse me. I have one team. I am leader of this team. Our duty is, who is hungry and very poor, we shall serve regularly. Today we came to know that in our village, one lady is too much poor, she has no clothes, she is hungry about 4 days. So which you used to give me for my tiffin? All this pie is taking, and we beg some person here and there in this village, taking this, we purchase cloth and give her cloth and some food. So I became late. Hearing this speech, his mother heart became melt and he took him in her laps. So from his boyhood he was too much broad-minded. And another thing Maharaj explained about Param Gurudev, that at his first life Param Gurudev was anarchist, because that time was British period. British used to do everything in India. So Param Gurudev and so many persons, they thought, how we shall get free India from British. So they do so many things. So British government of India, they want Param Gurudev, if anybody catch him, we shall give him some prize. Inandami prize. That time Param Gurudev used to live in underground. And he knows how to prepare bomb, how to use it, he knows everything. He learned everything for free India, get a free from British. After leaving everything, when he joined in the society of Prabhupada, after them also, police came and they want to prison him. But Prabhupada was full of great personality, said, don't do so. He is leaving everything and he is now maintaining spiritual life. So he is, at first his activity and now is separate. Prabhupada manner, make them understand, they went away. And so many things Maharaj explained yesterday, and tomorrow Maharaj will explain again, and all brahmacharis will deliver the speech today. So we shall learn so many things from Maharaj today also. One point we want to discuss afternoon, that in ancient time so many disciples served their Gurudev, and Param Gurudev also served his Gurudev. What is difference and what is speciality of Param Gurudev's service of his spiritual master? In ancient time, Upamanyu, Aruni, they serve also the Gurudev. What is difference and what is the speciality? I shall discuss this point only in afternoon. It is too much interest and full of philosophy, full of argument. I shall discuss these things in afternoon. Today's rest here. Vanchagalpatarubhascha kripasindubhayavacha praidhanangpavanibhu vishmarupanamunamu. Bikale ajke mahaaj chhadben na. Bikale, samko Maharaj ji puchhen.
Afternoon, sandhyam noon, janoon.
Dupar ko nahi, afternoon ko bolte dupar ko hota hai noon.
Noon mane dupar.